Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 27th. You'll be interested to know. 88 years ago today, in 1937, the magnificent Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrian traffic in San Francisco, California. This engineering marvel, spanning the Golden Gate Strait, connected the city to Marin County and stood as the longest and tallest suspension bridge of its time. Its completion symbolized human ingenuity and determination, overcoming numerous challenges to create an iconic structure that continues to inspire and awe people worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with stomach-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to shift onshore at 4 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Overall, it's a good time to catch some waves before the wind picks up later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 16 seconds and the sideshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 feet just before 11 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features waist-to-chest high waves with predominantly clean morning conditions, especially on Wednesday. Winds remain light early, transitioning to fair and then choppy by afternoon as speeds increase. Thursday sees similar conditions with slight size decrease, while Friday maintains fair surf throughout the day. Overall, expect manageable waves, especially in the mornings, ideal for various skill levels. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 63 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:42. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day, with a high around 64 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudy skies, with a low of 60 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high near 64 and light southwest winds. Thursday and Friday will be partly sunny with highs near 65 and 68. Nights will be cloudy with lows around 61 and 63. Saturday remains partly sunny, reaching a high near 69, followed by another mostly cloudy night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the local tourism industry in San Diego, which supports more than 1 in 8 jobs, is bracing for a potential slowdown in 2025. San Diego Tourism Authority Chief Operating Officer Carrie Kapich expressed concern, stating, "We are starting to see a slowdown." This comes after a successful fiscal year in 2024, when 32 million visitors contributed a significant economic impact of $22 billion. As Memorial Day passes, many tourists are already flocking to the area. Local leaders are vigorously working to attract visitors and stimulate demand, with hopes for upcoming events like the World Cup and the 2028 Olympics boosting tourism. Music. Now on to sports. Aaron Rodgers has hinted strongly that he may soon sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. During a recent Q&A event, when asked about playing for the Chicago Bears, Rodgers quickly responded, "No," and mentioned an upcoming game involving a team that plays in Chicago. Fans noted that the Steelers faced the Bears at Soldier Field in Week 12. While some speculated about the New Orleans Saints, Rodgers ruled that out, stating he did not want to live in Louisiana. With the Steelers aggressively pursuing him, it seems Rodgers' decision may be imminent, potentially marking a new chapter in his career. In local sports. Last night at Petco, the Padres edged the Marlins 4-3 in an 11-inning thriller. Machado's eighth-inning homer tied it, setting the stage for Wade's game-winning run on a wild pitch by Gibson. Morejon earned the win, improving to 2-2. San Diego showed resilience with 5 hits and 1 error, and the Padres now boast a record of 30-22, sitting strong in the standings. Tonight, the Friars host the Marlins at Petco for Game 2 of the 3-game series. Steph Kolek takes the mound for SD with a 2.86 ERA, facing Max Meyer and his 3.44 ERA. First pitch at 6:40 under clear skies, 66 degrees. In top news, Congressman Joe Neguse recently joined The Weeknd to address the brazen corruption surrounding former President Donald Trump's cryptocurrency dinner held last week. He highlighted the issues within the event and emphasized how Democrats are actively pushing back against the Republican Party's proposed bill, which includes significant budget cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and Medicaid. As the political landscape evolves, Neguse's comments shed light on the ongoing conflicts between parties, aiming to protect essential social programs for those in need. In business news, the struggling rooftop solar industry faces a potentially fatal blow after the House of Representatives passed a tougher version of President Trump's expansive tax and spending package. This bill ends rich renewable energy credits, with credits for rooftop solar and battery storage terminating this year. Analysts warn this marks the end of residential solar as it exists today, leading to significant stock drops in companies like Sunrun, which fell 37%. Industry leaders urge the Senate to reconsider, emphasizing that home solar benefits the electric grid and contributes to energy independence. The fight over clean energy continues amidst rising electricity demand. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to $109,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $2,600. And Goatsys Maximus is down 2% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. During a severe heat wave in 2023, scientists off the coast of Papua New Guinea made a surprising discovery about clownfish. Researchers measured the sizes of 134 of these iconic orange and white fish over several months and found that most shrank, in some cases by a few millimeters. Lead researcher Melissa Versteeg noted, "We were so surprised to see shrinking." Although the exact mechanism is unclear, this adaptation may help clownfish survive rising ocean temperatures. The study adds complexity to the ongoing challenges faced by marine ecosystems, highlighting the resilience of these creatures amid climate change. And in entertainment news, Jon Hamm is stepping back into the spotlight with his lead role in Apple TV Plus, Your Friends and Neighbors, marking his first television series lead in a decade. Known for his iconic character, Don Draper, Hamm has explored various roles since, including comedic parts and dramatic performances. He expresses contentment with his career path, stating, "I just wanted to work," emphasizing the importance of surrounding himself with talented collaborators. As Your Friends and Neighbors gains cultural interest, Hamm reflects on his growth, saying, "I love being 50," and appreciates the opportunity to tell stories that resonate with audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.